Simon Kuf Nun Ches. We're up to Hey. Excuse me. Not up to Hey. We are up to, yes, Zion. Excuse me. Page 94. Moving right along here. We're discussing the Tales of Zion. So we start off talking about washing for bread, but in the middle of Simon, we've gotten into something else, Tibulos B'mashka. We discussed in this last couple days that if you have meat or fruit, something like that, and it's wet from one of the seven liquids which we discussed, so then there are opinions that you have to, the Machaber says you have to wash. You wash without, wash the same way you wash for bread, but without a bracha. Without a bracha. So just to refresh everyone's memory, the last thing we did before Shabbos was in Vav, we talked about, well, how about if you drink water itself? So do you have to wash for that? So the Machaber said, no, you don't have to wash at all for that. The reason is, even though that's wet, right, it's water, but still, usually when you drink something, you drink it in a vessel, so you're not touching it. So then we saw the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brought up an interesting case. How about if you're not? How about if you are touching water? In other words, let's say you're bending down to a stream and you cup your hands and you're drinking the water out of your hands. So the Mishnah Berurah said you still don't have to wash because Chazal didn't make a takana. Since normally you drink out of a cup, so Chazal didn't make a takana. Even though you're getting your hands wet, they never made a takana that you should have to wash in such a case. So what I teased you with on Thursday, for those of you who are here, was Zion. Now let's bring everything together. So Machaber says as follows: Natal yadav l'davar shetibulo mashke. So let's say you had a fruit or a vegetable and it was wet. So you washed. You washed. Ve'achar kach rotzal le'achol lechem. And then after, you know, you ate the apple, and once you get the digestive juices going, okay, so you're going to sit down and eat a sandwich. Change your mind. Now you're going to eat a sandwich. So the question is obvious. Do you have to wash? Because I washed for the apple, the wet apple. So now, do I have to wash again for the bread? I washed already. So the Machaber says, Yesh mi shenira midvarav. There is an opinion that seems from his words, right? We have to be very careful with that. She'ein osa netila ololo. So this opinion would hold, apparently, that you have to wash again. You have to wash again. The washing over the apple didn't help you. Not for the bread. Ve'ein tzarich lomar im natal yado shelo la'achol. And according to this, certainly if you wash your hands not to eat, the akrach nimlach la'achol, and then you decided to eat something, in other words, let's say, just wash your hands, and then you decided to eat a wet apple, or let's say to make hamotzi. You weren't planning to eat all together when you washed. Well, maybe you washed from, so who knows what reason. Maybe you're coming to shul, right? So we discussed that before about washing before davening. So then, according to this opinion, for sure you'd have to wash. You'd have to wash. The Rama says, Ve'im lo yisiach daito. The Rama says, now, so you notice I skirted around an issue, right? If you're washing for an apple, let's say, so then we said you wash without a bracha, okay? So let's bring it all together. So now we're saying, if you wash for an apple, and then you ate the apple, and then you decide to make hamotz, you want to eat bread, so now you have to wash again. We haven't explained why you have to wash again, but you have to wash again. You have to wash with a bracha? Right? Do you wash with a bracha or without a bracha? Right? We skirt around that issue. Right? The second time you're washing, when you're washing for the bread, would you wash, okay, you wash again, let's say, wash with a bracha or without a bracha? So, the Rama comes in and says, "Vim lo siok daito, if you didn't remove your mind, in other words, you washed for the apple, and now when you change your mind, you're gonna eat bread, you're gonna make hamotzi, right? So you know you were watching, so to speak, over your hands, and you're sure your hands didn't come into something that would necessitate washing again, like." Touching your shoes, scratching your scalp, you know, all those things we've discussed previously. So in other words, you're watching your washed hands after you washed for the apple, the wet apple. So if you were careful about your hands, yito brolo bracha. So the second time, when you wash for the bread, you'd wash without a bracha. Ah, so now we got it, right? Now we got our second answer. So again, let's go back to the beginning. You wash for the wet apple. So the question is, do you wash again? Yes. With a bracha? Depends, according to the Rama. Were you careful with your hands? If you were careful with your hands, then you wouldn't wash again. You'd wash again, but without a bracha. If you weren't so careful with hands, so then, but if you weren't careful with your hands, and if while you were eating the wet apple, let's say, you touched a place of your body that is metunaf, which is, so to speak, dirty. Again, we've discussed that many times before. Yaksar v'yitol yado, so then for sure you have to go back and wash. And you have to make a bracha. Okay? Now, if you look at the end of the brackets, he says, after Simon Kosamak Dalad, couple of Kamamas, Sham Nispire, did Sar Gamkin Laksar Lubarak. You have to go back and make a bracha. Again, if you're not careful about your hands, and after the apple, you touch your shoe, I don't know, whatever, right? So then you'd have to go back and wash with a bracha.
What was that, sir? The last one? Just the last line you said?
You'd have to wash with a bracha.
If you did what?
If you weren't careful with your hands after you ate the apple.
It says the same thing it said
right?
The second. Okay.
Now, we're running out of time here a little bit. So, there's a lot of things to discuss, but Mir Session will revisit this again tomorrow. Now, if you recall, we discussed this. This comes up. This halacha, believe it or not, comes up twice a year. Pesach, right? Remember, we're discussing this Pesach time, right? Because at the Seder, right, the Ber Halacha discusses this, at the Seder you wash for the karpas, and then, I don't know, it depends on how your Seder goes. Half an hour later, 4 hours later, 6 hours later, depending on how you're doing it, when you get to Motzi Matzah, you wash again. Washing with a bracha. So that's exactly this case, right? When you think about it. It's exactly this case. That you wash for a tibul of mamashka, and then, again, if you recall, we mentioned every time a Pesach comes around, so if you're careful about your hands, so then you have a shaila, based upon what we just said, when you wash on the Tehillah Sedayim for Motzi Matzah, can you make a bracha on the Tehillah Sedayim? Right? Right? Could you do that again? So if you recall, every year when we get around to Pesach time, we go over this halacha and we say, that's why the Bir Halacha says, you should touch your shoe. Right? Touch your shoe, so then you don't have a problem, then you definitely have to make an on the Tisalim. That's here. That's this halacha. Okay, Emir Sashon, we'll pick this up in Emir Sashon tomorrow.